going.
Takes a second for this thing to kick in, so. Don't be wrong. Okay, I'd like, it's 1 minute after six on Monday, October 23rd. I'd like to call the Village of Alloway Plan Commission meeting to order. The first order of business is roll call. Noor?
Here.
Nyberg?
Here.
Wheeler is absent. Dart is absent. Kornowski is absent. Kowalczyk Adrians?
Here.
Next order of business, item number two, modify and adopt our agenda. Trevor, you had a suggestion for tonight's meeting.
Yes, yeah, seeing as how we are a smaller group tonight, my suggestion, I guess, would be if we could take action on item number six. But the other items aren't really time sensitive, so I guess it's up to you if you want to table it to the next meeting rather than discussing everything twice, or discuss it tonight, take action. I mean, it's up to you, but if you could take action on item six.
So, Trevor, would that be tabling then items 7 through 10?
7 and 8, or 7 through?
7 through 10, or 7 through 9.
7 through 9.
Yeah.
Okay. I move to approve the agenda, tabling items 7 through 9.
We have a motion.
Second.
Second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. So those will be on the next month's agenda, November 20. Whatever. Item number three, minutes from September 25th meeting. Any comments, adjustments, questions on last month's meeting agenda or minutes? If there are none, I'll entertain a motion.
Well, I wasn't at the last meeting, but I'll move to approve the minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries. Number four, announcements. Trevor, do you have any announcements for us?
I have two. We have the first one happening in the conference room down the hall is our budget meeting. So if we get out of here and they're still talking and you're bored, welcome to go attend that. If they get everything done tonight, then they will not have a meeting on Wednesday. But assuming they do not, then they do have a meeting on Wednesday night scheduled. So the second item is last week was Business Appreciation Week. And if you checked out our Facebook, you'd see Heather's face was on our Facebook page. As part of an initiative by the Greater Green Bay Chamber, the Greater Green Bay Chamber visited more or less random businesses throughout the whole Brown County area last week. And Friday morning was Alloway's turn to visit with the chamber. So, chair of our Economic Development Committee, Brad Langan, and myself, and a representative from the chamber, visited six businesses. Somerville being one, Schrader's, Tattletown Manufacturing, Los McGee's, Village Grill, and Shank. So that was very nice. It was just showing appreciation for them locating in the village and doing business in the village. So that went well. So that's it.
Thanks, Trevor. Any announcements from any of the commissioners? Okay, we'll move on to item number five, public appearances. Anyone wishing to speak? We are going to have a discussion on item number six here, the sign exception request, and so we'll suspend the rules and open up the discussion then. But if anybody has any comments in general they'd like to make, come forward to the podium. Seeing none, we'll move on to item number six, action regarding sign exception request from Fast Signs for a monument sign at 507 Green Avenue. Trevor, do you want to start us off on this?
Sure. So as you recall, this is a new process that we amended our ordinance back earlier this year, at the end of last year, to allow for a sign exception in instances where maybe the site layout or the topography might be a challenge to conform with what our sign ordinance reads. Fast Signs is representing Edward Jones, and they would like to put a sign at 507 Green Avenue. There's a few different site constraints with this sign, they're wanting to do. And essentially, it would leave them with the only option to have a sign would be a wall sign on the building. And if you can see here, with the windows and everything, that's very limited as well. So they do have about 11-foot right-of-way between the curb and the property line. And then there's about 7 feet between the property line and the building. There's a little bit more room over here, but the issue with that is both the driveways as well as the they want it internally illuminated, so having to run electric underneath the driveway would be an added expense that they're hoping to avoid. So in your packet, there's a example of what the sign will look like. It will have masonry material as per our ordinance to the base. Size and everything else will conform. So really what they're looking at seeking an exception for is the setback requirement from the property line for both the sign and the landscaping. So our ordinance requires 8 feet minimum from the property line. So if you have it here, there's only 7 feet, you'd be into the building.
Do you know how wide the sign actually is? I'm not sure where the...
It's 4 feet, 1 inch, not full.
Okay, so it's four feet wide. Mm-hmm. Because I was looking at this, the one thing I'm concerned about is that Green's going to be rebuilt soon, and there's going to be a sidewalk going in probably right along the edge of the right-of-way, and that if they have the sign and the 2 feet of... If they put the 2 feet of landscaping onto the right-of-way edge, that would be pulled out with the sidewalk, and the sign would be right up against the sidewalk. And there might be... The sidewalk might interfere with the base of the sign, so... If they're 7 feet, if they could move it like 2 feet off the right-of-way to give them some room to put the landscaping still, you know, right, they could have landscaping right up against the right-of-way, but, you know, it would be, need to leave room for when that sidewalk goes in. You don't want them to put it up and then have to then to hurt it when they pull, you know, do stuff for the sidewalk.
Is there any reason why it would not be... So looking at that picture right there, why it would not be right up against the kind of the edge of their current landscaping to move it back? Basically what you're saying, move it back 2 feet. Is there any reason why they were just proposing to have it right up against that current landscaping?
This is actually not in the right location.
Oh, okay.
They're not showing that in the right. It will be into that current landscaping.
So even if it was right up against that landscaping, they would still be in the right of way with the landscaping for the sign?
They shouldn't be, no. If you could see there,
Because doesn't this request say to put their landscaping in the right-of-way?
Right.
Yeah, and that's what I'm concerned about with the sidewalk, is to not have
that.
Yeah.
Okay. It looks like there's about 3.5 feet between that landscaping and in the right-of-way, so they could set it back. With this being 7 feet altogether, they could set it back a foot or 2 feet.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Just to clarify, the sign would be perpendicular to the roadway, right?
Correct.
As all the other signs on that, I think the other signs are that way, but that way it can be seen.
Correct.
As you approach it. And it's illuminated. Is there a problem with that? Is it internally illuminated, or is there a floodlight that shines on it?
It would be internally.
Internally?
Yeah.
And that, we don't have any problem with that, as long as it's not...
as long as it's not causing glare off the property.
Yeah.
Or
and it wouldn't. It's just backlit.
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
And looking at the second page, mm-hmm. it's dark green, but they're white text, so there's probably very little light.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. not much of it's going to show through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I took this picture of the site just when it came to go. I wanted to go look at it just because I hadn't really thought about it. He said something about possibly that pine trees probably could be in the way, and so that might be something that they would do themselves. But that the sidewalk from the bank is back farther, and it would have to cut in and cut through, and we'd come right in front of, like, right along there. So. Not very good with this. I'm poking it, it's getting there. So, yeah. And I do you know when green is scheduled to be redone? I mean, it's soon, like in a couple, within a year or two, right?
I believe it's within the next few years. I'm not exactly sure if it's next year, but it's
okay.
Really recent.
Okay, coming up, yeah.
Yeah, I agree also that if it just could be moved back a foot or two from the property line or the right-of-way, then there'd be no issues with redeveloping the street and putting sidewalks in. And they may feel that the pine tree is blocking the view, but...
Yeah, that's their responsibility.
We can't help that.
Yeah.
And so I think that would be a good compromise. I mean, I'm in favor of recommending approval with that change at this point.
Yeah, I'd also want it set back enough so that when the sidewalk does come in, it's not just right next to the sidewalk.
Right.
I think that you're going to run into other problems with whether it's snow plowing or people riding
hmm.
bikes in there that
yeah.
the sign is right there and it's dangerous.
Do we know how far back that needs to be then? If we recommend approval with a modification, and if we just say move it back, is 2 feet enough, or 1.5, or how do we know how far back we would like it? I guess we have to decide, unless you know something about the placement of the sidewalks and how much clearance is needed.
I can always ask our public works director. He's off until the end of this week, but I think 2 feet would be enough because then they would be able to conform with that landscape requirement of 2 feet surrounding that sign.
Yeah.
So would that be 2 feet back from where the sidewalk would be placed?
I'm not exactly sure where the sidewalk.
Yeah, cause I feel like we need to know that because if we just say 2 feet back from what they're proposing, we don't know for sure if that's back from the sidewalk at all.
It would be 2 feet back from the closest the sidewalk could get to the sign.
Okay.
Yeah, so if the sidewalk is 3 feet out, that would be okay, too. And we can't have them go too far back because the sign's 4 feet wide, and they only have 7 feet.
Yeah.
So we have to leave them at least a little bit to go around. And there wouldn't be enough room to go 2 feet around the back, but it would maybe a foot around the back and then 2 feet in front of it.
Yeah.
Or is it bigger than 4 feet?
4 feet, 1 inch.
Four feet, one.
So then you could have like 11 inches behind it and 2 feet in front of it.
So they do meet the, I don't remember what the code says for one tenant monument sign. I don't know what the total square footage is. This fits within.
Yeah, it's 32 square feet per side.
Okay. Does that count the base as well?
It does not, no.
Okay.
So just that four 1 inch by 4 and 1 inch.
Okay.
Any other questions, comments? Last call for questions and comments before I suggest that we have a motion. And I guess the motion would just be to recommend approval with the change.
The 2 feet off the property line?
2 feet off the property line. I'll entertain the motion. I'll let somebody else make the motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the sign exemption request from Fast Signs with a note that they need to move the sign back 2 feet from the property line. Is that what I'm saying? Right.
But that the landscaping can be within that
mm-hmm.
property.
Second?
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries. And we've tabled items 7, 8, 9, so we're ready for item number 10, discussion regarding village projects and properties update.
All right, I have a few to update you on. The pump house on Green Avenue, I think we have an accepted offer on the property, so I believe what the individual wants to do is have a residence and workspace in there. So we'll be probably talking about zoning at a future meeting for that property. That's exciting, kind of
cool.
Been waiting for about a year to sell that building.
Long time coming.
Yeah, long time coming. And for those of us who have had a tour, it's even more amazing, or it's encouraging, you know, knowing what has to be done on the inside. It's a big project to make it.
Yeah, I hope we get a tour at some point.
Yeah.
Like to see what they can do with it.
So there will be more, I'm sure, coming for that. The second one is, again, I'm sorry for getting the agenda out, but one of the reasons why the agenda was late getting out is I was in Madison all day on Thursday, and there was a Senate committee hearing on GBCI, and so President Rafter, Brad Lang, and I all went down and spoke on Village's behalf, trying to push relocating GBCI. This hearing went well, but no action was taken or anything. So everyone in attendance, even those that were opposed to the legislation, didn't disagree that no more money should be invested in that facility. That it is an old facility. It seems like the individuals that were in opposition to the legislation just don't want any new prisons to be built because they argue that the state of Wisconsin over-incarcerates. So wasn't necessarily anything about GBCI specifically, it was just a broader issue. So speak with Representative Stevens, just it's kind of anyone's guess where this is going to go. has to go to the Senate Executive Committee and then be heard on the floor. So whether that happens this session or next session, everything seems positive and favorable at this point. Nothing seems a definitive no yet. So.
It's good to hear. It just means it might take longer.
Great. And then the third one, Adam, I was going to bring up, was the Webster Avenue reconstruction project. I'll just pull that up real quick for you. So I think our public works director went over essentially this at a previous meeting, and so not much has changed. They added color. Grave presented this to the village board last week at our board meeting, and the board gave us the go-ahead to continue or to develop the cost for the project and continue working on it. I think there were people that at the meeting that expressed concern about the impacts to the business owners along the corridor, which is something we'll certainly keep in mind when we're working on this project. The layout here, I believe it's a few feet on each side, four to 6 feet on each side, would be expanding the right of way. And again, that'd be including bicycle lanes on the road, as well as a terrace in between the sidewalk and the road.
I was under the impression that they needed 3 feet more than they have for most of the corridor in order to put this design in. 3 feet altogether? Is it 3 feet on each side? I mean, is it more than? Because they said it was. They had 88 feet and they needed 92.
Right. And so some portions it is 88 feet, other portions it's 80.
Oh, 80 feet. 80. So then they have to come up with even more. Okay. Right.
So this is the general concept. When we start diving more into the guts and everything, we'll be figuring out, you know, where we have to tighten up the roadway. We'll be talking with property owners where we can acquire property and where we can't. And we'll be starting to work through the details of the project. This is just kind of the best case scenario right now, I guess. So more details will follow, but it seems like the community, from what I've heard so far, everyone's in support of this, including some of the businesses on that corridor that I spoke with. So yeah, I guess we'll have more to follow.
Anything else, Trevor? Okay, we'll move on to item number 11, report or discussion regarding standing committees. Anything for us?
Nothing at the moment, no.
Okay. Moving on to item number 12, next meeting date and future agenda items. I guess we have items 7, 8, and 9 on the agenda. And I think it's the week after Thanksgiving. Is that right? The Monday after Thanksgiving.
You're correct. 27th.
27th. Is that okay? Anybody have a big problem with that? So, we have the next meeting date as the 27th, and we have any other agenda items that we should be aware of now or more to follow?
Yeah, I think that's a point. I think within the next month or 2 months out, I'm going to be developing an RFP for that zoning project. At the moment, I just want to see what is decided at budget. So.
Yeah. Okay. Item number 13, adjournment. I'll entertain a motion.
Move to adjourn.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We're adjourned. Nobody ever opposes.
This is like the quickest planning commission meeting ever.